Page 34 is the first page in the language section. It talks about the conscious use of language. Most of the time, the language we use is unconscious. I mean, think about it. You talk to someone, you know, and you're talking along, blah, 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 blah. And most of the time, people don't bother to stop and think about the words that are coming out of their mouth. So you might say, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And maybe you notice you didn't quite say it the right way. Well, with your sensory acuity, with all the sensory acuity you've been practicing and the rapport skills that you've got, and now noticing your own submodalities, it's time to begin to think about the language that we use. How do we use language purposefully and in a conscious way, in a way which is conscious and which produces the kind of response that we really want? Now, one of the things that I've done over the years is, and this is something since we just learned perceptual positions in the last program. If you remember perceptual positions, second position involves going out into the other person and turning back around and looking at yourself as you are doing whatever you're doing. Well, one of the interesting things to do with regards to language is to go out and imagine what the other person has to do to make sense of what it is that you're saying. As you go out, and you might even imagine floating out into the other person's body, turning around and looking toward you, communicating with them, and notice how the communication is being received inside their head. When the receiver, you know, what is the receiver doing inside their head when you say whatever you say? Now, here's the thing. You cannot not affect someone's internal representations. In other words, you must always affect someone else's internal representations when you communicate to them. Every time you talk with someone, whatever you say, you're affecting, you're changing their internal representations. Now, here's the question. How do you do it with volition? How do you do it with consciousness? And that's what we mean when we talk about the conscious use of language. And that's what this entire section is about, the conscious use of language. How do we use language consciously to produce the kind of results that we want to produce? Well, the first thing I think we want to talk about is presupposition. So let's turn over to page 35.